Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successapes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Today we're live, and the topic is one that's really exciting. We're going to be talking about what it takes to buy a business, and helping me on this topic, we have the expert in the area. He's a business broker. Russell Cohen is also the owner broker of a Murphy business. For more than 16 years, he's been out there, so welcome to the program, Russell.
Thank you very much, Lori. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about the area of buying a business. Can you go over with us some of the main topics that we should be considering when buying a business?
Well, it's important when someone is interested in buying a business is to set up a meeting with your business broker in person to sit down and do a needs analysis so the broker can understand what you're trying to achieve, solve your personal problem, and try to establish the risk tolerance of the buyer, what exactly the buyer, what type of business they're looking to buy, what type of books and records, talk about the process of buying a business. The most important is to get the buyer focused into a box that will represent a geographic area of counties, what type of earnings they want like to make, what types of books and records they are expecting, and what type of capital they're going to plan to use, financing, seller financing. So it's important to direct buyers the best way I can to guide them through the maze of hundreds and hundreds of businesses on the market, as it can be very, very confusing.
And as you mentioned in the area of being the business broker, this is something that you do every day. And so you're able to help people cut that learning curve or maybe avoid making mistakes that they could make on their own without the professional guidance. Let's talk a little bit about some of the whys that you find, the reasons and things that happen here a lot. We're in Florida, and so many people want to be in Florida. Can you talk a little bit about the business buying and how Florida and being in the U.S. really impacts your type of thing that happens for people in buying a business?
Yes. Obviously, South Florida or the state of Florida is a very attractive to people retiring from up north or just relocating into the state. Florida is probably one of the busiest business acquisition markets in the country, and everyone wants to live in Florida. We are selling the sunshine. We are selling a lifestyle here, and we are getting a tremendous amount of foreign buyers coming in from South America, from Canada, from Europe, on top of the many of the baby boomers who want to relocate down here and get a piece of the sunshine. And everyone's competing against a limited number of businesses for sale. So it's important, once again, to meet with your broker, establish your needs, and position you to be successful in what business to find, because it's very easy for buyers to get lost in the huge amounts of listings that are out there.
Absolutely. When people are trying to decide what type of business would really be correct for them to get into, can you talk a little bit about some of the decisions people get involved in when they're trying to decide what business is right for them to purchase?
It's very important to find a business that you can tie into your expertise, because a buyer has had a work career or a business ownership career over many, many years. And so it's important to tie in that background to the business you buy. If you have a sales background, then I recommend buying a business that ties heavily into sales. If you have a management background, then try to find a business where management is important. It is so vital, because many buyers buy businesses they know very little about, and there is a 50% failure rate. So once again, understand what you're capable of. Don't overdo it, because you are placing a legend. You're placing the owner, who's the legend in their business, and the learning curve is steep if you don't know the industry. So a lot of times, the training is typically not long enough for you to get all the knowledge, and that really will affect the first year sales and the management of the business, because The owners don't want to be there 3 to 6 months down the line. They want to make an exit. So once again, it goes back to picking a business based on your strength of what your abilities are, and tying it into another type of business that the transition would be not as, as a huge hurdle.
So the first tip that we have from today's interview is that not to buy a business that you know absolutely nothing about, where you have absolutely no expertise, and where the learning curve to learn what you would need to be successful would be much longer than you should really expect. So stay away from that type of an arena. That's a really good tip. How in this world do we deal with the area of the capital that people need to have a business? Would you say it's easy to get money? Would you say that owner financing is common? How do you talk a little bit about the money that people need?
Well, every buyer wants to buy a business with the highest earnings. And so a lot of times buyers are reaching for the higher earnings, and they're trying to buy cash flow. And what they forget is history doesn't dictate future performance. So it's important to know how much money are you willing to take out of your bank account and basically mm-hmm. kiss goodbye, and that's your risk tolerance level based on the amount of money you're willing to take out of your bank account. Now, most sellers are trying to get a cash deal. If a seller has great books and records, they're expecting to get most of their money up front. Sellers do finance, but they're not looking to finance the lion's share of the transaction. If you can get 10 to 20% seller financing in today's marketplace, then that's pretty good. So there's going to be a very substantial down payment. So you got to be liquid to make a very substantial down payment, because you're competing against a foreign market that's coming in with liquid cash. Now, there are SBA financing available to qualified buyers. The problem is 1 out of 7 listings probably will qualify for SBA. I'll be very fortunate if I sell 4 or 5 businesses that can qualify for a small business loan. So buyers like the leverage with an SBA loan, but most businesses do not qualify for an SBA loan because of the stringent rules and guidelines for the buyer and seller of great books and records and a great history on the buyer with great credit and collateral. So long and the short of it is, paired with a certain amount of down payment you're willing to basically put into the transaction, and understand your limitations, because there's working capital that's necessary. There's startup costs to open up your new corporation, hire professionals. It is a very, very nerve-wracking, it's a very tough decision.
That's why we're so glad that we have you. And if they're just tuning in, we are having a conversation here with business broker Russell Cohen, who is also a business broker franchise owner of a Murphy business. And we're finding out that making a decision to buy a business has quite a lot of factors. So working with a professional like Russell, where this is what he does every day, he's going to bring to mind things that you're probably not thinking about nor would ever imagine. And we're learning a lot that if you have cash and a lot of liquid cash, that you're going to have more options. If you're in a position where you have a smaller amount of cash and you're needing more financing, then it's definitely going to put you in a different position and make you less competitive in that marketplace, where people are coming here from all over the U.S. and world, and they are bringing cash with them so that they can take over and purchase businesses in our beautiful Sunshine State. Now, when you work as a business broker, do you get involved in helping people in terms of, you know, the pricing decisions? Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, when a buyer comes in, what we're trying to do is find 3 to 5 businesses that they could start evaluating and looking at, and I'll tell them to pick their top 3, and we'll go out and we'll set up meetings with the business owners and help them. You know, they'll do the showing, and I will help them get the proper documentation so they can review with their professional CPA. So I can always help them in providing comparables. I normally don't put a value on a business because I'm not a business appraiser. I can give them a range of what it should sell for. But what my goal is to put them in the right business that fits with their background. If the business is grossly overpriced, I will reach out to the other broker or the seller and see if there's movement on the deal. I really don't want to take a buyer out to a business where the seller is on a different planet and the buyer is looking at a certain price range. Then we're really not using the best use of our time. So
absolutely,
it's important to find the right business with the right multiple, with the right background, with the right down payment, and not throw a buyer into a situation that would be a very dangerous situation.
That's excellent. Now, you are a business franchise owner with a Murphy business. Talk a little bit about what that is like for people working with you as a business broker.
Well, you know, Murphy has been in business since 1994, and they are an incredible resource to help the franchisees across the United States. So, you know, my 16 years experience plus everything that Murphy has to offer will give a buyer a complete experience to you know, feel comfortable that they're getting consulted on the right way. They're not being sold a business. They're being consulted. It's the right time in their life. It's the right time and place and the right investment, and that there's no pressure to make a decision. This is a life-changing event for the buyer, and the buyer needs to feel 100% comfortable with this decision.
I think that's excellent. Now, can it take a while for people to purchase a business as compared to we see people, they get into a, you know, go out, they look for a home, and then they close? How is it a little bit different when people are buying a business?
I would say that it probably can take up to a year for a buyer to find the business if they are a little picky. So it would be great if they find their great business right away, but that's really not realistic. Once you go past a year, the buyer probably is extremely picky and looking for a needle in a haystack that doesn't exist. There are plenty of good businesses out there, and it's really a tough decision on the buyer. They have to decide, do they want entrepreneurship? Do they want freedom from working from someone? Do they want to control their destiny? And unfortunately, 98% of buyers do not buy, maybe because they just can't make the decision or they haven't found the right business. But it's a risky endeavor, and I understand that. And it's a life-changing event for a family. But for the buyers that work the business very hard and take this very seriously, this is a wonderful event in someone's life that will reap rewards for years and years to come.
That's awesome. And so really most importantly is don't go it alone. Get yourself, you know, the experts that you need to help you with the details, getting you the right information, helping you make the right evaluation, helping you guide you through the process so that you have a much better chance of acquiring the right type of business that, you know, will work for you. How do people get in touch with you, Russell? Would you please give them your contact information and website?
Sure, thank you. My best way to reach me is my cell phone, 954-646-7651. And obviously, if you get my voicemail, you can text me. I have a website, which is FLABIZ, the number 4, sale.com. And my email is rcohen, R-C-O-H-E-N, at murphybusiness.com. And my day is a long day. It starts at 7:30 and ends at 10:30, so it's very easy to get me.
Well, we will definitely post your cell phone number and your website right on the site here. And for anybody who's out there saying, you know, my gosh, I'd really like to be a business broker, this sounds like a really exciting endeavor, what type of people would you say would make the best business brokers?
We like to hire former business owners because they've gone through the trials and tribulations of owning a business. And it does take probably a good 6 months to a year to see your first check. So you got to have some working capital behind you. But it is a great career for someone who is basically not really hireable at this stage of their life, in their 50s and their 60s. They know too much. They're too expensive to be hired by a company. Being a business broker is very rewarding. It's a lot of work. You're probably going to work harder than you ever did, but it is very satisfying to help a seller leave a business and help a buyer enter into the world of entrepreneurship.
I love it. Thank you again, Russell. Until we get together again, be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now, everyone. Talk to you soon.